And Magnolia Sense by Design bringing us our report from Coffeyville Friends of Animals this week. And we do have joining us on the line, Becky Barnhart. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. How's everyone at the radio station? Doing great also?
That's right. We are doing good. So, yep.
Good.
Yep, we were just talking. I know folks in Caney still doing some cleanup there. I know we have some of our sales staff got hit with some storm damage and windows broken out and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, that's no good. I haven't heard of any lost pets in the Caney area. Hopefully those were all safe. But, you know, it's one of those things. I know you remind us all the time that, you know, if you lose a pet or if you know of a lost pet, it's always good to give the shelter a call.
And that was one thing that I was going to kind of remind people about. We're entering the spring season where storms pop up, and it really, you can be outside thinking everything's wonderful with your pet and a clap of thunder they could take off, and then they're lost. So it's a good time to check their collars, make sure that the tags that they have on have a good good identification, so therefore we can get the animal back to their owner that much faster. Or if someone finds your pet, they can also contact you. And, you know, they lose their tags. That's just part of having a pet. I know there are some collars you can buy that actually have you can have it done with their name and their telephone number right on it. So those are also, maybe for dogs that spend a lot of time outside, that might be also a good answer. But if your pet does come up missing, don't forget about the shelter. Give us a call, and that they come in, and a lot of times we get them reclaimed the same day, which is always a good thing. So scary weather scares our four-legged friends. And, you know, even cats have a tendency to be afraid also, and they will hide. And you can't find your cat. And I know outside cats probably should not be wearing any type of a collar because they could be trapped with it. But just kind of be more aware of when the weather is going to be iffy or scary or really dangerous, make sure your pets are cared for also. That's a good reminder.
Yeah.
We do have some. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying that's a good reminder. So do you have any updates here on some adoptions at all this week?
I do. I'm so excited. We have had some really lovely adoptions this week. Snickers. Everyone's heard me talk about Snickers from time to time. Snickers was adopted this week. A family came in, and she just took to them immediately. It's just, you know, Snickers has had several meet and greets with people, and it just hasn't seemed right for her or right for them. But I guess this couple came in, and she just went right to them, and sat down beside them. They played fetch with her. It was just, she chose them. That's just all there is to it. She said, "You're my people, and I'm going home with you." So Snickers has been adopted. That's a wonderful, wonderful day. Lily, who is also a very sweet, she was our little, kind of our timid little border collie. And just a sweetheart, but kind of timid. She was adopted this week. So another good situation. Got her out of that shelter situation. It's a great place, but it's a loud place. And sometimes it scares the dickens out of some of our pets. And the other adoption that we had was Gypsy. I was there yesterday when that occurred. Gypsy was a kind of a red color husky that came in. And apparently it's kind of a long story. But the owner finally decided she didn't want her. So anyway, one of the neighbors adopted her. So she's got a very good, very good situation that she went home to yesterday. We've had no cats adoption this week. We've had some that I talked about last week. But as far as what cats we have available, we only have two. And they're great, great cats. One of them is named Mo. And it's a male. He's gray and a light-colored gray. He's extremely friendly. And the other sweetheart we've got in there, her name is Twilight Twinkle. And she's less than a year old, as so is Mo. Both of them are young. But Mo's the male. She's the female. Well, I'm sorry. Twinkle Twilight is also a male. But again, a really pretty, pretty cat. Has white on his face, white on his front legs, and then he's got gray. And he, again, is extremely friendly. I opened up the cage yesterday and had my hand in there, and he was flopping down. You know how they flop on their back and they want the belly rubbed. Makes someone a great cat, both of them. Both of them are wonderful cats. So if you're looking for a little bit older male cat, we've got two that are available. One of the adoptions that I should have, maybe I'm going to speak about real fast, is our story about our senior dog that we named Birdie, and then the person that adopted her named her River, and then we found out through family that this dog's real name is Jersey. Jersey's doing very well. As we said, the groomer in South Coffeyville, Kelly, the Hestal wagon adopted her. She's had some veterinarian care given to her. She had to have an IV because she was kind of dehydrated. And just anything this dog needs, Kelly's providing. So this old gal has just hit it great. She's going to be living with Kelly in the last of her years. She was 12 years old, and the rest of her life will be wonderful. So that's kind of an update that I wanted to tell everyone about. Senior dogs are special. You take them on, there are probably going to be some veterinarian costs involved right off the get-go because of their age. But that's just, you know that going into it. Now I've got some great dogs to talk about that have been with us. Dixie is probably right now one of the cutest little ones we have out there. She is little. She probably only weighs 8 to 10 pounds. We believe her to be maybe a Jack Russell Chihuahua mix. Her owner died. They found her in the apartment, so we named her Dixie, not knowing what her name had been before that. She's probably maybe 2 to 4 years old. When we first looked at her, we thought maybe she was older just because of her size, I guess. But actually, we decided that maybe she's 2 to 4 because by looking at her teeth, you can tell her teeth are in really good shape. And she's still got a lot of spunk that she likes to play. She loves squeaky toys, and she'll play fetch with you. But she also turns around and just wants to be held in your lap. She would be a great dog for someone that's wanting an inside, small dog that's, you know, got some spunk to her. So she's so pretty. She's white, and then she's got some black and gray spots through her. Her hair is long. And the top of her head, I've mentioned before, she's missing kind of, her hair's kind of thin up there. And we've decided it's because the previous owner probably rubbed her head a lot because there's no other reason for it, but she's kind of thin up. So come check her out. Her ears, little ears just perk up like Chihuahuas. And she's a great little dog. She is now available. We also have some of our long-term that have been with us. We've got Rex. He's our white lab. He is such a nice dog. He would need to be probably an outside dog because of his size. He loves toys, but he has to stick with the really hard, heavy-duty ones because he is pretty hard on them. But he's a great boy, and he's also sponsored, meaning his adoption fee has been waived, and it's been taken care of by somebody else. We don't ever have any free animals. Someone has either taken care of part of their adoption fee or all of their adoption fee. And Curly is also a sponsored. He's a Border Collie mix. Curly's been with us quite a long time, came in last summer. He walks well on the leash. He sits. He knows different commands. So he would be a nice dog for someone. Grumbles is a smaller dog, inside-outside dog. Grumbles talks to you when you get near him, and he's just spunky. He's got that terrier attitude, which we know what that's all about. Bert and Barney, I haven't spoken about them a lot, and I need to give them some time. Bart has been with us since he was a puppy. He's a tan mix, probably a lab mix of some kind. He's a nice, nice dog. He just hasn't been selected. And Barney is kind of a black lab mix. They're about the same age. They've been with us about the same time. But if you're looking for like a medium-sized dog that's full-grown, ready to play, ready to be a good pet, those two boys would be your choice. We also have Reba, who is our red healer. She's been with us not quite as long. But she's got a lot of energy. She would make someone a great, great dog. And we know a lot of people like those type of dog. So that's kind of who we've got. Some of the newer guys, I wanted to talk about Big Boy. He's a big gray pit bull. He is just a marshmallow. He looks like he's, you know, be rough and tumble because of his size, but he's not. He's very sweet. So that there's another great guy that someone needs to come out and adopt. Honey is new to us. She's a little female. She's tan. She's all tan, but she's got black on her nose, and I think she's extremely pretty. She's tall. Excuse me. She's got tall legs. And Colonel is our 5-year-old black lab that came in as a surrender. The owner died. The family couldn't feel like they could take care of him. He's a full-blooded black lab. Nice, nice dog. Very pretty. I think that's it. Oh, wait. I meant Chubbs. Chubbs came in, and he is the one that I think Matt called in about. He's so laid back. He is the coolest dog. He's kind of lost a little bit of weight since he's been with us because he's probably had a little bit more exercise. He's white in color, and then he's got brown speckles through him. And he just walks. He never gets in a hurry. He's very laid back. He's very friendly. So he'd make someone a great walking companion. I can just tell he would be wonderful. So he is also with us and also available. So that's it for the crew. We are running low on dry dog food as we are full. We've got lots of dogs that have been coming in and going out, but we're full with the larger dogs. So we do need some dry dog food. And can is always nice too, but we really try to stick to the dry. So that's kind of what we need. We are there. If you haven't had your tacks repaired and you're going to take them, remember H&R Blocks is doing a special that if you bring in a donation to the shelter, they give you a break on your preparation cost. I was in there the other day, and wow, we've got some nice donations coming in. People have been very nice about that. And again, thank you to them for supporting the shelter. We are there 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 1 to 3, and Saturday and Sunday it's 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060, and we're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant.
All right. Well, perfect, Becky. We appreciate you bringing all that good stuff to our attention here, and I hope that you have a good weekend ahead here. Looks like we might have a few storms, that sort of thing, on Saturday, but otherwise it should be pretty smooth sailing in mid-70s. So, as you always say, good to get out there and give the dog a walk.
That's right. Get out and walk yourself along with your companion. And if you don't have one, come out to the shelter. We'd be more than happy to fix you up.
Yeah.
And even if you just want to walk around the shelter, that's always something that we encourage. We've got some great videos. If you go to our Facebook page, CFA, one of our volunteers I was looking for, I called in. He's got every animal that I talked about, some type of video or picture, so you can see what they look like. But I've always said, and I still say, come out to the shelter and meet and greet these dogs and cats, because sometimes that click is just there. It's a bond, and it's wonderful to see it. We can see it. You can tell when a couple will come out, or even an individual, and they make the connection with that animal. It's just magic. So yeah. We come out and see it.
Yeah. Now, did you hear Lois's update from the library about communicating with your dog, the kind of telepathy sort of thing?
No, I didn't hear
that. So she was talking about, there's this book they have at the library right now about how you can, if your dog's maybe doing something you don't want it to do, she said she tried it, and she thought it might have worked, where the dog kind of looks, it was kind of nipping her a little bit, kind of her arm, because it's a herding breed, and she thought to herself, she thought, no bite, and she looked at the dog straight in the eyes, and it kind of was taken aback a little bit, and just by her thinking. So there's a whole book on it, apparently, so who knows?
How about that? Well, I did hear, I think it was you talking about how they've done research, and that animals do understand words.
Yes.
They've always wondered, is it the way you're speaking it, or do they actually understand what you're saying? And they've come out and said, yes, there are words that they actually do know.
And phrases, they remember those. So, yeah.
Yes.
Learning something all the time. Yeah. All right.
Come get your treat, and you have a herd on top of you, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, hey, Becky, I appreciate you coming on by here this morning. I'm looking forward to chatting again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Everyone
All right.
take care.
Yep, you
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. This report brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday at this time. More Open Lane coming up, and a check of our dining guide to come here on KGGF.